NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Denver does have a timeout, but they're not using it. 4 seconds. Murray, step back. Three-pointer. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Martin. And it's over. The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network. And today is Monday, June 5th. And from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by Michael C. Wright, who is in Denver. And saw this finals get even more heated up, pun intended. It is all tied up at one. And after a dominant performance by the Nuggets at home, it was the Miami Heat who just will not go away. Shot the three ball really well, which is something we did not see in game one. Nearly 49% from deep, 17 of 35. Gabe Vincent was the leading scorer with 23 points, but everyone chipped in. Important contributions top to bottom from that lineup, in particular how they were able to come back from some deficits from a Nuggets team that had not lost at home in the postseason. Nikola Jokic with 41 points, just 4 assists. Michael, I'm sure that will be a topic of conversation. A little bit of changes with how Miami turned him into more of a scorer. That's not to say that he didn't have some beautiful passes that teammates just missed, but Jamal Murray with 18 points, he had 10 assists. The only other two in double figures were Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown. A lot of things to unpack in this one, but being there, watching it live, what jumped out to you most?
Well, you mentioned that Denver has not lost in the postseason. Denver hasn't lost at home since March. That's wild to think about, right? And that, like, I've pretty much been with Denver almost the entire postseason. And so out of the 17 games they played, I would say that that was probably the most undisciplined I'd ever seen them play. And, you know, defensively, they just made a ton of mistakes. And after the game, Michael Malone was saying, you know, let's talk about effort, because effort is a really big concern of mine. And, you know, I don't want to sit here and say that Denver, you know, sort of let go of the rope after, you know, such a dominating performance in game one, even though they didn't play well, by the way. But Denver hasn't played well at all this series. And that's a little bit of a surprise. And I thought what Spo did as far as, you know, the way they defended Jokic, I thought that was sort of brilliant in a way, because all they did was they just singled him, you know, just, hey, we'll just put one guy on him, stay home on the shooters and force him to take every shot. And that's what happened. I mean, he had 41 points, but the key here is he only had 4 assists. And if you watch the Denver Nuggets play, you know, any amount of time, you know, you realize that Nikola Jokic is this heliocentric guy. the whole universe sort of, you know, revolves around him. And so when Jokic can't hit those cutters, he can't hit guys in the corners. When he can't do that, then, you know, their offense sort of gets stuck in the mud. And I thought, like, in the third quarter, they sort of made it a rock fight. And the funny thing about it was I was like, okay, it's a rock fight, but Denver is still playing well. But then in that fourth quarter, oh, my gosh. I mean, Miami shot, what, they scored 36 points, shot 69%, and I thought that was the game. And even after that, Jamal Murray still has a good look at that last shot. And, man, from my vantage point, I thought that thing was going in.
Yeah, what did you think? As that final play was unfolding, Michael Malone opts not to call a timeout, though they get a, to your point, tremendous look down. I don't know if that's a point, too, in watching these teams. You know, Miami and Eric Spoelstra, they could have fouled.
Yeah.
You know, put them on the foul. So there's decision-making there, all which, again, played out, I think, in a solid way on both sides. Duncan Robinson, you mentioned, he's 10 points, but personal 8-0 run there throughout the course of that fourth quarter.
Robinson fires and hits a three-pointer. Duncan Robinson 3-for-3, all here to start the fourth quarter, and it's a two-point game.
But when you look at this game, Miami also started Kevin Love in place of Caleb Martin. Michael Porter Jr. has struggled for Denver, struggled from the field. You look at the Nuggets team, despite having that commanding win game one, there's probably areas they felt like they didn't play that well.
Sure.
But when you go back defensively, like those type of things, how do you then, with both of these groups moving forward, what do you expect on different changes, different adjustments, or just what to see in a Denver group that maybe was a little bit overconfident with what they thought this series might turn into now as you move forward towards game three?
Well, if you go back and look at game two, Miami turned it into a Miami game. Like I said, it was a rock fight. And, you know, make it a rock fight and shoot the three ball, which is what Miami does best. And, you know, you can sit there and say, well, you know, Miami's not going to shoot 50% from three again. But they've shown that they can do that. And, you know, like go back to game one. And Michael Malone talked about this. He said, you know, he was really concerned with the fact that Miami was able to get off 16 wide open threes. They didn't make them, but they got them off. And he was like, you know, Max Strus isn't going to go 0-for-9 in game two. And he was right. You know, like, so those are really big issues for Denver right now. They just have way too many defensive lapses. And it's just surprising to see, because Denver has pretty much been on point, locked in all postseason. And, you know, just this finals run so far has not looked good for Denver. I mean, they didn't play well in game one and they happened to win. And even Michael Malone said, hey, if, you know, Jamal Murray shot it in the game, if it goes in and we go to overtime and win the game, we would feel like we stole one because they played so badly. And I think moving forward, Denver has got to figure out a way to lock in. And, you know, with Michael Porter Jr., I'm really not sure what he can do to make more of an impact offensively. But I do know that if the effort is there on the defensive end, that can sort of unlock his offensive game. And I think that he, you know, he's really struggled, especially defensively. Like, he had a couple of, like, just mental busts that, you know, allowed them to hit three-pointers. Like, some of the fouls that Denver had, just you're looking at it and you're like, what are you doing? Like, give the guy a place to land. You know, this is a crucial point in the game. And, you know, at the end with KCP, I think he had a foul. When he fouled out, I think. And it was just a foul that they just couldn't have at that point in the game. And that's just not typical of Denver. They usually are a very well-disciplined team. They're not going to make mistakes, you know, and they're going to capitalize off every mistake that you make. Well, guess what? Miami is the same type of team. And that's what makes this a compelling matchup moving forward.
Yeah, I want to circle back to Gabe Vincent, because set off the top, he was actually the leading scorer in this one with 23 points and a very efficient 8 of 12, 4 of 6 from a three-point line.
Open three, Gabe Vincent knocks it down. Gabe Vincent is fourth three-pointer, and Miami their first lead since early in the second quarter.
For what he's meant, we had a lot of love, deservedly so, for how Caleb Martin played, in particular during the Eastern Conference Final, and just the different changes and in everyone contributing. But man, it's like there's moment Jimmy Butler's on the bench getting a breath, and Gabe Vincent able to run things, take over. How he hit some of those shots that just seemed to be momentum killers for an opponent. What's been special about him in particular last night and yesterday when you were watching that game and watching the moments in which he just seems to steady things with how he's able to be so productive with his scoring?
Well, you know what? Like, I know the Heat don't like us making too much of this undrafted stuff, but look, when they went to the bubble in 2020, I mean, this is a two-way. He was on a two-way contract. And, you know, throughout his career, Miami has really worked to sort of turn him, because he was a two-guard when he came into the league, a guy that could fill it up, like get hot, you know, can shoot the ball. But they wanted him to be more of a true point guard, a guy that can kind of get them into their sets. And just throughout these last couple of years, he's really developed into something special. And like in these finals type games, you know, you expect the superstars to be the ones to sort of step up and shine in the bright lights, you know, and a guy like Gabe Vincent, who's supposed to be this undrafted, unheralded guy, those guys typically shrink from the spot, or they shrink from the spotlight. Not this man. I mean, he's led Miami in scoring the last two games. He's shooting 9 of 16 from 3 so far in this series, you know, and Miami goes as he goes. I mean, think about this. The Heat are 9-3 in the postseason so far whenever Gabe Vincent scores 20 points or more. And so, you know, we talk a lot about Jimmy Butler and what he means to the Miami Heat, but I think we got to make sure that we give Gabe Vincent his proper credit too, because he means a lot to this Miami Heat team.
Yes, he does. And this Miami Heat team got to feel good going back to South Beach at home with this finals all tied up at 1. We are going to get into a little bit more of the expectations for Game 3 right after the break.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by Michael C. Wright in Denver. Saw everything last night, getting set for this game three with the series all tied up at one. Michael Jimmy Butler, can't say enough about obviously what he means to this Miami Heat team. But what did you see? I know all the conversation was about the two free throws that Miami took in game one and the fact that, you know, he wasn't quite as aggressive attacking, where his health is at, and just kind of at this point in the postseason. What are your expectations for Jimmy and what Miami needs to continue to see out of him to try and stack up some more wins?
Well, I mean, he's not playing. I wouldn't say he's playing great at this point. I mean, he's missing some shots, but like, I think that as long as he's aggressive though, that really gives them a chance because, you know, like you talked about game one where they shot a playoff low two free throws. Well, you know, Miami ended up what 19 for 22 at the line last night. And that was a product of Jimmy just kind of taking it at him. And that's what you got to do sometimes. I mean, he's going to have to play bully ball like he does so well, and that gets him to the free throw line. And I was actually really surprised at the number of fouls that Denver had, because they're typically a team that defends pretty well without fouling. But, you know, like I said, with Jimmy, sometimes he just makes you do that. And I think if Jimmy continues to play as aggressive as he has, you know, he did in game two, that to me is like the blueprint for them.
Butler on the drive, the floater's good, and the foul. Well, Jeff, just like you said, all of a sudden Butler now very aggressive, looking for a shot.
Slow it down, make it a half-court game, and that is where the Heat excel. Like, they're going to, you know, kind of get you stuck in the mud, make it a rock fight, and they're going to hit their three balls. And you know what? We haven't even talked about Tyler Hero. I think he's going to be back in game three, and that adds another dimension to the Miami Heat, a guy that can, you know, create off the bounce, can get his own shot, can get his teammate shots. And so that's another dimension that Denver's going to have to deal with in game three here in Miami.
How does Denver adjust? Just given the changes that Miami made here in game two, the potential that Tyler Hero here have another guy that can come and create and score, though you look at what potentially areas that they could attack him on the defensive end. But how does Denver adjust with the way that Miami played, and also knowing you got one of the best coaches to have ever done it in Eric Spoelstra? So you're starting to make adjustments on things, which who knows what Miami also will change going into game three.
They got to go harder. They got to work harder. You know, after the game, Michael Malone actually asked the team, you know, guys, tell me why we lost this game. And he said that they knew what the answer was. And the answer was that the Heat came in there and just outworked them, you know, and that's what the Heat do. And, you know, throughout the playoffs, how many times have we seen these guys come back from just this, what you think is a insurmountable deficit? I want to say they've had seven comebacks from like 12 points or more just in this postseason. If Miami can find, or which they did, they found a way to do it in game two. But if they find a way to sort of muck it up, and again, you muck it up by just staying at home on the shooters, well, those shooters now have to find a way to be impactful. And I don't know exactly what you do. You cut more. I don't know. But they got to figure it out. And I think a lot of it, as Michael Malone said, is effort. You can't just be standing there watching Jokic, you know, do what he does with the ball.
Michael, who do you got for game three? Ooh, on Wednesday night?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Like, because I know Denver's going to come back and they're going to play better. But Miami is going to be at home. They're going to be hyped because they already stole, you know, they stole home court advantage. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. But you know what? I think that I'm going to go with Miami. But I think if they're, you know, in game four, I could see Denver stealing one. It's like, to me, like last night changed everything. You know, I thought this was one of those series where, you know, Denver was just going to dominate. I was even thinking sweep. I mentioned it to Sean Powell on the bus on the way to the game, and he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, man, it looks like it might go that way. But you know, I think Miami changed the dynamics significantly last night. And I think now Denver is probably going to have what they, you know, that healthy amount of fear going into game three. And I think that's going to make them play a lot more focused, a lot harder, But I'm not sure that's going to be enough against the Miami team that has clearly gained some momentum from what they did in game two.
Well, we are the lucky ones getting an opportunity to watch the teams go at it again. As I said, Wednesday on ABC, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, that game three will take place. And Michael, as always, safe travels to you leaving Denver. And we appreciate your time. Look forward to reading all your stuff on NBA.com. NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.